Eli. Eli. You know me, Eli, having this morning. Yeah. Eli.
Yo. Yeah. Hey, yo, yo. Hey,
Eli.
Hey.
Eli. Eli.
We really this motherfucker, y'all.
Yep. I'ma keep it live to the death for show. I'ma keep it live to the death for show.
Yeah, man.
Sean Poe. Live. Tie handles. With a Z. Zigzagging in your brain. I can't even help myself. Couldn't contain. Hitting you up. Letting you know I bang. Look at your face. See what you see. Really hang. Okay. Most of y'all really be lame. Putting the all sides of the game. Different level high podcast. We all a different level. We up in the air. Birdman. Eagle vision with the real man. Yeah. We gon' lie to the death, yeah. I'ma keep it live to the death for show. That's for sure. We gon' make them hate we. Yep, we gon' make them hate we. Cause we live, you know what I mean? Yeah.
All live, all day, all
we gon' make them hate we. When y'all can hear me, I speak clearly in different levels of the way. Frequency on different, never ever been a mental slave. Sometimes I be the one, love to misbehave. Oh. Sometimes I do my thing to you bitches. Okay. All right. Live poetry in motion. Doing my team, no bragging, boasting. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. I had to come there. Yeah, I needed to get
that. Put that in y'all life force.
Man. What's the matter with your world? You know what I mean? Yes, indeed. You here with the real live one.
Well, that's one of my favorite joints, too.
Live tie handles.
Like,
on my brother OC. Yeah. What's the matter with your life? And you and my life, it could be so hard. What's the matter with your world? Bloom, 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 bloom. Yeah, I don't want to, but you will maybe have to play that, man.
Yeah.
But we here, well, my fault, y'all. Just babbling with some real quick shit on some music live shit. But you here with the real live one. Live tie handles, tie live handles.
All real.
This is the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. On the Takeoff Tuesday night situation right here. You know I got the brethren in the house with me.
Sean Capone, Cleveland's on the well known, y'all. We really in this motherfucker, y'all.
We really here, man. We want to thank y'all. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe.
That's right.
Whatever level or wave you're able to do so.
And whatever platform y'all might be looking on.
Yeah.
Listening on. You know what I'm saying? Drop whatever you think about in the comments. You know what I'm saying? All the flags out there. Shout out to all the flags.
Shout out to all the flags. The Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show flags. Yes, indeed. Real live salute to you all. Real live.
We know y'all watching. We checking y'all out, too.
Yeah, we got something for you. Well, y'all listening. Y'all going to be watching in a minute.
Yeah.
We about to incorporate that soon. Y'all going to be watching and listening.
No.
For real.
Y'all listening.
It's all good.
But we watching y'all.
We watching y'all. And y'all going to be watching us. Y'all watching us, too. Cause we got levels that y'all can watch us. So right. Come on now. It's real life shit.
What's going on today?
First and foremost, all respect due, all praises due to the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, all powerful Lord, for this situation right here. This
the
opportunity.
Most universal.
Yes. Keep that. Keep that foot on my neck. You know what I mean? I like it. It's not as aggressive, though, as a regular peasant trying to do so.
Mm.
See, when your creator has their foot on your neck, it's to keep the all living and light inside you.
Mm-hmm.
always filled and fueled. You know what I mean? Because we got God inside us.
When He put His hand on you.
You know what I mean? It's you have to understand what's going on when it comes to that. And you, these motions and these steps and strides we go through in life, they're not by accident and coincidence. No. You'll get the same test.
Yep.
10 times over.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see. And folks out here have a hard time understanding what that is about, because
it's to get to that potential that you got.
Yeah, as humans, you know? we all made decisions that have kind of, you know, interrupted and got in the way of, you know, focus and self-confidence and insecurities and things of that nature. Because we done made decisions to help individuals that end up being a motherfucking nightmare for real, you know. And you still fucking reaping the non-benefits of that situation.
Man, tell me.
And the reason some people are still going through it because they just don't know how to tap into that inner God inside of them.
Yes, right.
And use your life lessons as tools to motherfucking make it happen to move forward.
Right. That.
Then you got other individuals that just, they good with that shit. Like, you know, fuck this. I'm going to use every fucking bit of hurt and disappointment I went through to be the shittiest person I could be. And I'm going to use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be fucked up, even more fucked up to individuals that I should be cool with and good to. But I'm going to go ahead and do that because I just don't, you know.
Mm. Fuck it. Fuck the
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck you. Fuck the world.
Yeah. And only been in a fucking water bottle caps worth of fucking amount of space in the world. Ain't been nowhere. For real. But this fuck the world. The world's a big ass place. Fuck your space you in. Because that could be a big ass space too if it's whack and fucked up.
Right.
You notice that the your personal space gets real motherfucking mm-hmm. open and wide when you don't have whack ass people in it. Your personal space.
Your personal space.
So we talking about your car. We talking about your home. We talking about your family. We talking about work.
The work.
We talking about all of them.
Yeah.
With your personal space, because you have a personal space attached to every single one of those situations. But when that personal space feels all the way open air, and like you got acres and acres upon acres, that's because you don't have the whack ass people around you that will bring that shit and make it tight. You ever feeling comfortable with your own shit because the wrong energy was around?
Folks, your relationships. How many times you done been in the house and don't feel at home in your own home with your kids and your girls?
Hmm.
Or just you and your girl. Y'all might be going through something for a minute. And you know, it's one thing to be going through something, but it's another thing to be going through something.
Man, look. My man said some real live shit on that one. But here's the even more real liver. You know what I mean? Even go liver with it. He said relationship shit. You ever been in your own personal space and wasn't comfortable?
Mm.
Just you around.
Just you at the crib. Folks you had come over.
Whatever that reason of the discomfort, you know, coming about, that don't even matter.
Mm-mm.
Not immediately. It does matter, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the feeling of discomfort and real live disruption inside, and you're in your own personal space. You pay the rent there.
You ain't no shit.
You pay the lights and gas there.
Ain't that some shit?
So, yeah. And you know what? It ties in. Whether you have or haven't experienced that, I'm sure there's a human being that hasn't experienced that at one point in time or another. So I'm not going to even go there and speculate on that. I'm just going to go and make a general statement.
But when it happens,
if you living and been through some shit, you've experienced it before.
And you know the cleansing had came eventually.
Yeah.
Well, no, not even cleansing.
To some.
I'm going to say alleviation.
To some. Some got to more difficult with their discomfort.
To alleviate you.
Some said, I'm about to see if I can take it to another level.
Yeah.
Because I'm so uncomfortable with it. I love the chaos. I love the disruption. I love the bullshit. real shit.
I'm going so all I'm all the way.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Now, you can draw from that space, mm-hmm. but you always got to keep yourself centered in you and the things around you. That means the things that happens to you and things that happens around you. You first thing you look at is yourself.
Mm.
And look at yourself in that situation, all right? Before you start evaluating anybody else, you look at yourself in it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they was there, why was they there? Did you put them there? Did you ask them to be there? Why did you ask them to be there?
Yeah.
Think about that. You know what I'm saying? Because these are things that will help you understand how not to get into that situation again. Before you go put anything on anybody else, those things that you ask yourself is what really matter.
Brethren, real quick. I love what you're doing right there with the situation. The situation.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let me see. Oh yeah, we live.
Hey, look. Go ahead, pull up. Go ahead, test.
Test you. Put some sound song in it.
Yeah. Put some sound song in this.
All right.
Because I was gonna do it, but I don't want to.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, no. Let me see something real quick.
Okay.
Let me see something.
All
right. And boom. Recording, still going in progress. Yep. All right.
Hey, Baba says, you know, says, you know what I'm saying? You shared into just about all of it. You know what I'm saying? I like that too.
I'm seeing something real quick. Just seeing something real quick. I was hoping that it still caught that. It didn't stop recording.
Because
one time it stopped recording when I went over to switch shit over on the phone shit. So, yo, real live talk family. We about to take a real quick break. You know what I mean? Word from our sponsor. Mm-hmm. The sponsor of the night is... any business that is legitly, genuinely, wholeheartedly putting work in when it comes to keeping the youth all the way together. Daycare situations is the main one right here. Shout out to every single daycare that's legit, doing things the right way, and being all about the children. So yeah, word from the sponsor. We'll holler at y'all in a few ticks. Yeah, we back here with the part two of the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Had to go there real quick, you know what I mean, take a little quick break. And look, y'all heard live on the recording why I took the break. So I just had to play it back and listen to it fully in this full mask. And I like what I heard. So... it worked out real good.
We back in this joint, though.
We back here.
We want to let y'all down.
The topic on tonight's Takeoff Tuesday Real Live Talk Podcast episode. We all experience it, but we don't know. We all experience it, but we don't know. Dot, 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 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live in. And what am I speaking on this one here? I'm talking about grief.
Talk to him, y'all.
Grief. Grief comes in many forms, but a lot of people associate grief with loss of a person.
Yeah.
But grief comes in many levels.
Yeah.
It's levels.
Bad relationship can be grief.
You know what I mean? So loss of anything that is a change in what you're familiar with is grief. But we all process it in different compartments. If you're doing it all the way real live and unapologetically about it, you know what I mean? You gotta break them down. everything ain't equal in that situation. It did. Yeah, that shit's soulful as fuck, yeah. I'm gonna bring that back. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that back. Feeling good.
We really in this motherfucker.
We really in here. But yeah, grief, when grief has levels, you gotta be able to understand and attack it accordingly, you know, and hit the different compartments that your grief levels may come in and present themselves.
Some is worse than others.
Yeah. Some, I know, the, like I said, the main one is suffering from loss of a person that was familiar and beneficial to you. Some people, you know, that's the main one.
Yeah. When it's really close, it really hurts.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how much you try to hide it.
Yeah.
It really hurts.
So it's like, you know, very funny and shit that, you know, that be the case, but it is with the case. Most of the time it comes in the form of losing a human being or a person that meant everything to you. Or even half of everything to you.
Right.
But there's levels to this shit. Familiar situations, when that shit changes up, that's grief. You was in a job for 2 years plus. And you're not there no more. That's grief right there.
Paycheck,
you feel it.
Good.
Ain't even got the money at that point. Sometimes it be the internal shit.
About the lifestyle you got used to.
Yeah. Being working at that job. Yeah. You said it, brother. On that one.
The people you associated with.
Yeah.
Friendships you developed.
And the friendships is all the way real and authentic. They ain't gonna go nowhere.
Your girl might still be there.
Hey, look, you know, man. It don't even matter. At the end of the day, if y'all have a cute, if y'all have a healthy relationship outside of the work spot, then it's gonna always be live. That's how you be knowing if shit be all the way authentic for real.
Or folks, or
folks just fuck with you in the moment.
Childhood relationships that you lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How many times you see me celebrating for Shorty Mac? I used to mourn him. Now I celebrate him, and I celebrate for him. I bought for him. Yo, and everybody out there who know what the fuck I'm talking about, yeah, Shorty Mac, we all for you, we stand tall for you, it's all for you.
Some folks attach loss of a person to something that, to a person or individual. Okay, I'm about to go here. The over excessive love for celebrities and famous people, whatever form they come in. Whether it's sports, music, and movies, politicians,
fans, big names,
anything
big
that's any name that's constantly standing in the public eye, in the public view. One way or another, you know about them because of this shit. So, some of y'all be still grieving some shit and be having.
My mom's with Teddy P. was in the car today.
See, yeah, you went music. Cause I'm about to go music. I got somebody to this very day I rock with that still celebrates Big Punisher. The late Christopher Rios. Big Pun. You know what I mean? I don't wanna be a player no more.
I'm not
a player, I just crush a lot. You know what I mean? I got somebody to this very day that celebrates his death. Like they were related to him. I'm dead ass serious.
No, you know I know you ain't lying. I'm a dude. Look, it's the reason why.
I got somebody to do the same thing with Pop.
I knew, yeah. You know, you already know. I seen a lot of stuff that people know now. Well, I was saying it was like 5 years ago.
Bridget, you ain't never called me up all disgruntled and wanted to hang with me because it was the day of Pac's death. I'm talking about. This kind of shit.
Oh, that's
I got somebody that does that with Big Punisher. Yeah. And I got another person that does it with Pac. Calls me up.
Oh.
You know, I'm going through it. And they be sitting there thinking they're going to talk about something different.
Right.
You've been knowing for years.
Right.
And they bring up Pac's death.
You know what that is?
Yes.
Oh, we got to get a bottle today. Oh, yo, I had to turn up today.
When I experienced that, I had to start just looking at the whole glass half full situation with that one. Like, because that was hilarious to me. I was having the time of my life.
And folks who want to know how I can take laughter in that, but I'm just telling y'all how I felt about the whole thing and how I followed it. It was not the whole thing about that particular person dying. It was a situation. Because I'm a truth seeker. And I wanted to learn the truth. That's what that was with me.
So imagine how I felt when the person I told you I still rock with calls me about Big Pun's death. Because he died from a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But they hit up.
The man was...
You know that It's So... Remember the video he had? It's so hard.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about how many pounds the man weighed.
But you remember that?
Y'all know what it was.
You remember that video?
Yeah.
It's so hard.
The last joint he really did.
Man. The individual I'm talking about was in that video. They had their lighter up. I was going through some situations in my life, I couldn't make that video.
And that's, yeah, over
but
there.
That was the best.
Spanish Harlem.
Man, they were everywhere.
That was sort of different.
That's when I knew Pun was that guy.
Crown but anyway. All that. Shout out, y'all.
Moving forward.
Stand tall.
Grief. It's the levels of grief. But most of the time, it comes in the form of humans. But you can grieve the loss of situations and circumstances and familiarities that defined who you became.
Yeah. People.
Some defined who you are.
People who go through rehab.
Others defined who you became.
People go through rehab. It's a level of grief they go through.
I know some people that go, they go back to their rehab classes. They graduate. They're still doing their things. They're taking them steps. They're doing their right. But they still go back to those meetings.
Because that basic,
the familiar,
that basic thing right there. You know what I'm saying?
They need it just as much.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All that graduation shit and ceremony and shit that we go through when we reach certain levels of triumph and strife in life. But that ain't nothing but just the whole so-and-tell dog and pony show of it. Like getting your GED.
Uh-huh.
Because some people give up on that shit. Don't even go and get their high school diploma. Because they can't go to high school the regular way that they was experiencing. If I knew I could have got my GED.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, if I knew I could have got my GED in the 8th grade, I would have did it. It wouldn't have went through the 4 years yet. But then on top of that, here's the hindsight is 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have my firstborn if I would have went that route. You know what I'm saying?
Things happen for a reason.
I wouldn't have my firstborn because I wouldn't even have been. I wouldn't have my firstborn. Wouldn't have met myself. Wouldn't have met my firstborn. Yeah, I wouldn't have met a lot of individuals that mean a lot to me to the very day. If I would have chose that route, 8th grade, GED, I'm out this bitch.
That's the universal.
I'm going to use this 4 years of high school and just move out here like a wild live ass tiger snake. You know what I mean?
Out this man.
Yeah, I'm tiger snaking through the motherfucking ocean of life. From 8th grade, 9th grade to 12th.
That's the universal though. You know, and then things to get put in your path for certain reasons. To deny or accept. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we all got free will.
Yes, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
The gift of choice, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm telling y'all. And here's an even more important fact when it comes to this right here. A lot of folks, especially individuals that ain't all the way key with their own internal situation, they are sadly mistaken between the difference of grief versus depression. Depression got you not wanting to get out of bed, got you not wanting to talk to people that you know, you love and trust and care about, but you don't even want to talk to them. Has you stuck?
Yep.
A lot of people need medication for it. Grief, on the other hand, grief comes with a different kind of medication. And it's not the medication that's prescribed. A lot of that comes with coping mechanisms and vices. So when you're dealing with grief, hey, you might, you might lean on the drink a little bit more than usual. You might.
Yeah.
Hit up the Mary Jane girls a little harder than you. You might go on the ski trips a little harder than you normally do. You might
y'all know what you're talking about.
Pop the You might eat some bean soup a little bit more with the shrooms on the side a little more than average. But grief has
Might be
it's on level
midnight,
two, but
for that Midnight Lady a little bit more often than you. Hey, addictions is addictions. Y'all know we talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might be fucking anything that breathe and look good to you. Sexual addiction is the illest.
And it's one of the.
It's slept on.
And I hate to say it.
It's so slept on.
And I hate to say it from a dude who knows pain, but you won't even recognize it because it's one of the most pleasurable releases. Than drugs, than shooting a nigga, than. Hey, look.
Until you become a traumatized dick hound or a traumatized puss hound. Yep. Until that goes on. And you don't even know how to identify it because you don't know where the fuck it is. And you know what I mean?
And you wonder how you got dudes who paying like $2,000 a month for cyber porn. And they still fucking bitches out here. Hey, look, it's real. You know what I'm saying? These things can overtake you. Understand? And that's why it's important to know your limits. And know yourself in these things. Look at yourself and the position you play in all these things. And when you put it back to that, everything else that's around it will go into place because you are the center of your universe.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. My bad. Yes, you are. You are your own savior, for real.
And even when you ain't, you gotta take part in your own rescue.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take part in your own rescue. I'm gonna say it one more time.
Say it again.
Sometimes you gotta take part in your own rescue. When they throw the life rafter out, swim to that motherfucker.
Because the life rafter is coming. You know what I mean? It is a cometh.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just be standing there and be like, why you ain't send nobody? Because the motherfucker might send you a letter in a bottle, and that nigga, the letter gonna say, nigga, I sent two boats that passed you. Why you didn't swim to them? Two of them.
Dos aquí.
Take part in your own rescue.
Take
sometimes.
Part in your own rescue.
You I had to learn save. That the hard way because I'm a fast study and I ate shit a lot. So like one of the things I had to learn when I got into the workforce out here was when I'm in trouble was to ask for help. Because I'm used to acing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Flat out.
But I had to learn like, hey yo, when the dude that's two stations down is saying, hey bro, you might want to. Let me know what you're talking about, bro.
Sure.
I had to learn that.
Talk to me for real.
Yeah. Talk to me. Talk to me, all right? Let me know what's going on.
Oh, man. Yeah. Talk to me. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. For real.
Especially for all the brothers out there, all the soldiers out there, you know what I'm saying? So I know.
For the real live people in this existing period.
It'd be hard to ask for help sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't be wanting to ask for it sometimes.
No, this ain't just for the brothers. It's for the sisters.
Especially the strong.
It's for the folks that's in surviving period. Yeah, we talking about people that's in surviving life and period going through the most.
Strong women. Man. I can't rock them. Y'all know me. Y'all know the women I can't rock my nana and them.
We all inclusive
strong
over here.
Strong chicks. You know what I'm saying? And I know,
male or
like,
female.
It's hard for y'all sometimes because y'all, when you handling it.
Look, brother.
But when you can't handle it sometimes, you got to throw that flag out there. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, we sitting here talking about humans.
Or knowing somebody passing you the olive branch.
We are learning. We talking about humans right here. Male or female. Whatever you identify yourself as. Because we in that age.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we love all our people.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That black fist is all power to
understand.
All the people. All the people.
Understand this fact. There's a difference between grieving,
mm-hmm.
and being in grief, and being depressed. Learn the levels. That moment where you know you have everything inside you, and things that still ain't going accordingly, and you're able to get up, you're dealing with grief.
Mm-hmm.
That other moment, when you're dealing with everything, and shit feels very heavy and excessive, and you can't move, you don't want to talk to nobody, you can't eat right, you don't even barely ain't even washing up and taking showers. You just don't give a fuck. That's depression. That's the difference. Because we all grieving some things. We all taking losses.
Mm-hmm. And it's two different things that centered around that. So, like, that's what really makes it different. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we went about it earlier. The things that's attached to the grief. It's usually a personal entity. You know what I'm saying? Figure. You know what I'm saying? But the depression is something that's inside. So that's something different you gotta get touched.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the very two different things.
Two different things, my man.
And different things trigger it. So when you know yourself and see, like, the things that make a person, like, congratulations to the folks out there who took they self into therapy. Because they was able to recognize, because they know they self and was like, this ain't me. Or the folks who checked they self.
Shout out to all the individuals that have a healthy way.
Who reached out to their homies and said, hey, yo.
Mental health.
Hey, yo, my nigga. I'm going through this.
Yeah.
I know you see it. This ain't me. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Those are steps to growing.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Growth is very important.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Things that I went through, I still deal with them now. It's just that I deal with them different because of the growth. You know what I'm saying? Before, I was an angry person. I was actually diagnosed with manic depression before. You know what I'm saying?
Manic depression.
But I was, you know what I'm saying?
Manic depression, baby.
It was something different with me. You know what I'm saying? But from that level, you know what I'm saying? I felt once somebody gave me something and showed me that compassion can be shown, that, you know what I'm saying, you don't gotta express these bad feelings in a certain way. You know what I'm saying? To the point now, I handle things a whole different way. You know what I'm saying? The thought process is still the same, though.
Still.
Your nature is always what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how you deal with it.
It's all about how you deal with it. Real live talk. But we're going to go ahead and shut it down. Sign off for the evening. This has been a very uplifting and healthy one right here for me. Because I may not be depressed, but I identify with it. But I'm grieving a whole lot. And it feels good at the end of the day to be able to still be productive.
Yeah.
And know at the end of the day, I did what I did, you know, when I could do it and how I could do it. And it wasn't even about trying to appease nobody.
Yep.
You understand? Like, we're a lot of talk right there.
Yep, and
because folks are trying to use your grief against you. Because they had the pleasure and the hearing it and understanding your plight, but watch out for those folks. Those ain't the folks you went around. You feed them with a real long handled spoon and make it a wood one to be exact, so they get splinters.
Mm.
But on the real live talk side of shit, the real live side of shit, if you trust them for real in your core, share your pain. Because it reminds you that you're human for real.
Mm.
Real live talk. I'm Live Ty Handles. It's been an honor, a pleasure.
Paul Cleveland's on the world known.
Yes, indeed.
Rocking with the livest, y'all.
We've been rocking on the music side in the background. Y'all hearing? An artist by the name of Brock Berrigan.
Brock Berrigan, shout out to you.
You know
man.
What I'm saying?
With the whole album of the funky shit, yo.
Yeah, this song right here, I've been looping back and forth. It's called Feeling Good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we about to vibe out and live out to that.
Y'all want, it's a whole album of this shit, y'all.
It's a whole album of this.
Look that man
Look
up.
Brock Berrigan.
Brock Berrigan.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, yo, yo.
I just got hip to him today, so y'all be well. Keep it live, 88 the Great, you know what I mean?
Yo.
Keep it great like 88, you know what I mean? Represent. Keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. Be sucker free if you know how to be. Real high salute to me brethren right there. That's part of my grief to this very day. But yo, live out.
Live
you got anything
out,
to say, brother?
Yo.
Turn it up on.
Shout out to, first of all, shout out to the Universal. Shout out to my nigga 88. And everybody doubt the live movie, Chulo, you know what I'm saying?
Chuno. Chuno worldwide.
Yeah, man. You know
yeah, Chuno worldwide, baby.
You know what
my brethren Rock Savalas.
Hell
my man,
yeah.
Young Platinum.
You know what I'm saying? All the folks out there cleaning it, rocking it, and keeping it live for the land. You know what I'm saying?
Witness the Realist TV,
you
WTR TV.
Shout
out.
You know what I'm saying? My man, L Boogie Mobiles and them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, hey, like I say, man, yo, we really in this motherfucker.
Yes,
man.
Indeed.
We here, man.
Shout out to the Top Shelf Movement, the Executive Club Movement. Yes, indeed. I'm Brethren Big Vegas, man.
Sounds so last, y'all.
40 acres of the paycheck, you know what I mean? He moving. Yeah.
All these customers, I see you, boy, keep rocking.
Yeah. Shout out to all the folks. Yes, indeed. Shout out to the beautiful one and all your endeavors.
Hey, yo.
All
yo.
Your endeavors.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, hey. We really in here, y'all.
Shout out. Big up respect. Yeah.
I know y'all like that right there.
Yeah. Y'all like that soulful shit. Y'all like that soulful shit.